This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawks are with you on a Monday. The Super Bowl is set. It's the Eagles and the Chiefs coming up. We have a lot of fun with those props. We're going to do 2 weeks of this stuff, so we're excited moving forward. We got also some lightning bets to hit tonight. I don't know where we're going to go. I mean, I've been so locked in on football. We got other stuff going on. I mean, this is always when basketball starts kind of more on the consciousness now every night. That's what's on until we get to the Super Bowl in a couple weeks. So we'll see where we go in our lightning bets. Joe, where are you starting us off?
All right, we're going to start off light, but I make this promise that every single day on lightning bets, I'm going to have at least one Super Bowl bet. So it's going to be scary. What we're going to end up with after all the shows once we get there. But the most obvious one, and I still see it out there at one major sports book, I'm making a play on the total to start things off under 50. Majority of the market has already moved to 49.5 for the most part. I think that's the peak that we're going to get to at 50. So Cheffers, the expectation that it's going to be some sort of a shootout. Chiefs defense underrated, and we know that the Eagles defense is very, very strong. So don't forget about that angle. And, of course, the health of both quarterbacks going to be the big question mark over the next 2 weeks. So under 50 today's Super Bowl play. And in college hoops, sometimes you just got to plug your nose. This scares me a lot, but the line is telling me to bet the light home dog. And that light home dog here is Texas Tech. They finally got a Big 12 win. They finally got a Big 12 win. Or was it to end the losing streak? Their long losing streak? Whatever it was. Yeah. They had lost eight in a row. Yeah, they lost eight in a row. They finally ended that. A lot of close games. We've been talking about it. The mismatch with Texas Tech turning the ball over and that Cyclones defense forcing a lot of turnovers does scare me a bit. But, you know, we had Iowa State winning 84-50 earlier in the month. So I think revenge is going to be on the mind. In that game, Iowa State shot 55% on their threes, and Texas Tech only shot 19%. I don't think that's going to be repeatable. We have a much closer matchup, so I'm going to take the home dog, +1.5, Texas Tech. Plugging my nose. And Iowa State, their last three road conference games, they lost to Kansas, they lost to Oklahoma State, they lost to Missouri. And I'm thinking tonight's their time to lose on the road again, this time to Texas Tech.
I like it. Aaron, what are you thinking?
All right. I am going to the Lakers, who are on a East Coast road trip playing at the Nets. No LeBron, no AD, no Kevin Durant on the other side for the Nets. I was actually torn between Lakers +9.5 or going under on the total. And then the books just made it easy because it just went to 8.5 on BetMGM. So I was like, you know what? Let's just go with the total under 230.5 on BetMGM. The last time these two teams played, it was in LA. It went 219. KD did play in that game. So I'm going to go under 230.5 for Lakers at Nets.
Okay. I'm on a Big 12 game as well. I'm going to be on Baylor and Texas tonight. I'm going to lay the 3.5. I still have 3.5 out there. Some books have moved to 4.5. I'll lay the 3.5 with Texas. They're 12-1 at home. Texas coming off a tough night shooting against Tennessee. I think they bounce back. And it's interesting. When the Chris Beard thing happened, you know, it just was easy to say they're done, right? That is a very difficult situation for those kids. That program, your coach is arrested. He's fired. They've played pretty well. I looked it up this morning. It was December 12th when that incident went down and he was arrested. Hey, look at their schedule and what they've done since then. The team is 9-3 and they've moved more out of the easy part of the schedule to more of the tougher part of the schedule. And this is a gigantic slate starting now. They have Baylor at home and they go to K-State, go to Kansas over the next week. So these are big games. They need this one at home after losing to Tennessee. I like Texas tonight in a close game, but I think they'll win it hopefully by 4 because I'm laying the 3.5. Texas minus 3.5 against Baylor tonight. So that's my lightning play for tonight. And I guess I'll just take it now. Tails. Tails is due. Tails. We'll play Tails. I'm going to do it anyway.
Shop around. I know some sports do the minus 101. Like most should. It should be even money, but whatever. Some do minus 101. There are some places that, you know, get on my face with this minus 104 on the coin toss.
I've seen that. Yeah. Like,
get out of here, dude.
You're just taking our money. I mean, you're just taking everyone's money. Like, look, just what are you doing? Taking money from people for no reason. I'm trying to have fun betting the coin toss. All right. Paul, what do you got tonight? College hoops?
Some college hoops. And you know I've got to fade Syracuse, but I got to figure out a creative way to do it. So Virginia shoots the three very well. Syracuse in conference play is 11th in the ACC. They let people have their way from beyond the arc. Looking at Armon Franklin from UVA, over 2.5 threes. He's a high-volume guy, shoots over 40% from three. Getting a pretty good price on him. So that's a lightning bet there. And then I'm also on that Baylor-Texas game. I first was thinking maybe I'll take the points with Baylor. This line has been moving both spread and the total. The spread has like been down to 3.5, then 3. Now it's up to 4.5 in some places. So staying away from a side. The total opened at 151, came all the way down, touched 143.5 at one point. It's back up to 145.5. So I missed that number, but I will be going over the 145.5. Baylor, number one offense in the Big 12 across the board. Dead last defense across the board. And by the way, Texas, their field goal, effective field goal percentage, 9th, 3-point percentage defense, dead last. So I think we're going to see some points tonight. So over 145.5. And I'm also going to play Baylor and basically take the dog and play their team total and go over, getting a little bit of a better number there, over 71.5 for Baylor's team total.
Like that. That total did drop a lot. That's a pretty crazy movement in total, unless an injury. One piece of news, NFL news, before we get to Jake. Kellen Moore is going to be the Chargers offensive coordinator. I like that hire for Los Angeles. Wow. I like it.
I'm just laughing
at the Chargers guy, too.
Yeah, I'm just laughing at the whole thing. Was it the second game when that announcement came out? When did it come out? Second game?
Well, I think middle of the game was there. I guess a few minutes ago it came out that it's like he's taking the job.
No, just
well, I didn't see the Cowboys announcement. I didn't see it till after the game, but it probably came out in the middle of the game.
It did during the game.
I saw it in the middle. I mean, that is just trying. I mean, come on, that it's obvious. You're embarrassed of your decision, not firing Kellen Moore part. That Mike McCarthy is going to be calling plays next year. I mean, I can't wait to play.
It's just amazing. It's amazing.
What's going on in Dallas? So they fire like six coaches the last week. It's kind of weird.
Joe G. I mean,
yeah, 14-1 to win the Super Bowl is not enough value.
No, here's what comes to my mind is we might actually see a back-to-back winner in the NFC East because the Cowboys ain't winning with McCarthy calling plays. So you're going to say the Giants, aren't you? Is that what you're going to go to?
We got to see what they do this offseason. But it hasn't happened in 20 years. Never happens.
It might end. It might end.
Yeah. No, you're right. Eventually it's going to end.
Fourth place Cowboys finish. Give me the number.
Oh,
last
place
go.
Quarterback for the Commanders next year. Do we know? Derek Carr?
Derek Carr.
Gosh.
Sam Howell.
Oh, there you go. Ugh.
Yeah, I heard great things. Just ask Nick Ashew.
Oh, is he a fan?
I don't know. I don't know. Commanders everything.
Everyone's a fan.
I think so. Yeah, based on what Aaron was saying, that everyone in that area thinks he's great. So I assume Nick thinks that.
Yeah, I'll fade that.
Nick's a diehard Commanders fan. He's from here, so I can't blame him for that. His heart is still in it. I'm cold-hearted when it comes to
I would have given up. I would have given up a long time ago with that owner. Like, not interested.
Exactly. Adopt a new team.
Jake, what do you got? I mean, I don't know if you noticed, Jake. MLB win totals are up, so I'm sure Jake.
Guess what I was going to say right now.
They are?
Oh, yeah.
That didn't make the rundown today?
I got a couple messages yesterday, and I was like, you got to give me a couple days here, people. Like, I got the Eagles in the NFC title game. I can't dive in yet, but I did look a little bit. I looked.
Yeah, I got two lightning bets. Guess where one of them's coming from? The win totals. It's a great day. It's a fantastic day. Oh, wow. Obviously, I'm in on tails. It's due. So due. In on it. All the way in on tails. And I do have one win total that I like right away off the bat. Diamondbacks over 76.5. Love. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Want it all day, every day.
I'm with you on that, Jake. What?
Wait, why?
Because I think they're going to be this year's Orioles. Like, I think this is when their top prospects are going to come up. They finished the second half of last year like 7 games over 500 in the second half last season. Dre Jameson, Brandon Pfaadt, and Ryan Nelson are 3 pitchers who are going to be really good. Gallen's going to be in the front of the Cy Young race. Their rotation should be great. They have their favorite for Rookie of the Year in Corbin Carroll. They got Montero back from the Blue Jays. He's going to be a really good bat in their lineup. Ketel Marte can't possibly be as bad as he was last season, so betting on a bounce back from him too. And they have a deep farm system in general. A lot of their guys outside of Montero and Carroll are going to be ready. So I love the Diamondbacks over 76.5. And they're one of the teams that benefits from the new schedule too, where they don't have to play in division as much. They get to play the AL Central mostly. So that's a huge boost for them.
Ooh, Jake, there's a 74.5 out there. You want to take that?
Yes. 100,000%.
By the way, divisions are up. Award winners are up. They're all up.
Yeah,
Joe G's not going to leave us.
Pitchers and catchers he's going to be like, you know what? 13th. It's like all year.
2 weeks.
That last week, I'm going to stuff in as many MLB futures as you guys allow me. Wait a second. Why are we talking Cy Young? I have to leave.
I'm going to need a minute. After football season.
He's going to call his bosses. Like, I'm taking a day. Oh, you got something planned with the family? No, I need to talk about baseball bets.
Guys,
no, I have to pop
I
on
need
Beck
a day.
Daily.
Did you see this number on George Kirby to win the Cy Young? I got to go on Beck Daily and tell about it.
Yep.
We're in.
What?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
I love the George Kirby one. So great.
What's the number?
70. That was an 80? Nice. Yeah.
Okay. You've got my.
But are you going to have FOMO when we do our home run leaderboard?
Yep.
Are you going to post the standings? That's the question. Are you posting the standings?
You know, the standings crushed you guys this week. 4-1. Butker over in the first quarter. Get out of here.
You know, listen, the side should mean more than the stupid props.
Okay, I went 2-0 on those too. Cool.
Me too.
All right, everyone. Have a great day. If you're listening to Jim Rome, stay tuned. If you're watching, stay tuned for a daily tip right here on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.